The walkout came as the House prepared to vote on the resolution, citing former White House counsel Harriet Myers and current Chief of Staff Joshua Bolten for contempt for defying congressional subpoenas in connection with the controversial dismissal of 9 U.S. attorneys in 2006 and 2007. But Republicans also protested Democrats' refusal to bring up for a vote in the House a Senate-passed bill supported by President Bush to revise foreign intelligence surveillance law. The current law expires February 16th. Republican Minority Leader John Boehner led the protest after accusing Democrats of political grandstanding on the contempt resolution at the expense of national security.
We will not stand for this, and we will not stay for this. And I would ask my House Republican colleagues and those who believe that we should be here protecting the American people, not vote on this bill. Let's just get up and leave.
With that, Republicans went outside to the front steps of the Capitol to hold a small rally repeating criticisms of both the contempt resolution and the foreign intelligence issue. With most Republicans absent, the House then voted 223-32 to approve the resolution, citing Bolten and Myers. In refusing to allow the two to testify before Congress, President Bush has cited executive privilege used by presidents over the years to assert that matters in the executive branch involving deliberations with advisors must remain confidential. Under former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, the Justice Department had refused to pursue contempt charges against Bolten and Myers, and the new Attorney General Michael Mukasey is not expected to agree to any investigation. John Conyers, whose Judiciary Committee issued subpoenas for the two, underscored Democrats' justifications for the contempt resolution.
It concerns whether the American people can be assured that their laws are being fairly and impartially enforced by the United States Department of Justice. That's why we're here.
Angry Republicans rose to accuse Conyers and Democrats of ramming the contempt resolution through the House and continuing to politicize the firing of U.S. attorneys while ignoring other pressing issues. Here is Florida Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart.
For some reason, the majority feels that after 8 months, now this is a pressing issue.
The House resolution allows lawmakers to pursue a lawsuit on the contempt of Congress issue. Republicans assert court battles could produce rulings that would lead to further expansion of executive powers at the expense of congressional oversight. On foreign intelligence, meanwhile, President Bush Thursday offered to delay his departure on an African tour in order to resolve the issue.
American people are watching this debate as well. They expect Congress to meet its responsibilities before they leave town on a recess.
However, Democrats are standing firm, refusing to bring up the Senate-passed bill that, among other things, immunizes telecommunications companies from prosecution for information they provided to the government. This week, Democrats failed in an attempt to pass a second extension of the law, something President Bush said he would reject. On Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi repeated Democrats' insistence that even if the law expires, Americans would be in no greater danger. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.